previously. The number of individuals now caught up in the quest to unravel the meaning of the scrap of human parchment known as the skin map has increased. Cassandra, the newest member of our intrepid group, is rudely wrenched from her work as a jobbing archaeologist and pitched headlong into a veritable maelstrom of new ideas, experiences, and alarming revelations when she inadvertently discovers lay travel, that ferociously unpredictable interdimensional mode of transportation employing the regions of geomagnetic force that encircle the planet and radiate through the cosmos, known, for brevity's sake, as ley lines. While a life of academia may have left her unprepared for the realities of a multidimensional universe, she is nevertheless well-placed to exploit the phenomenon. Our Cass is tough-minded and centred, and not easily overwhelmed by her new life as a quester. It was Cass who made contact with the clandestine organization known as the Zetetic Society, thereby fast-tracking her education in all things related to the quest and its attendant possibilities and difficulties. Attentive readers will recall that this same society was mentioned quite early in the proceedings by Cosimo Livingston and Sir Henry, as a group to which they belonged and of which they were esteemed and active members. The Zetetics, headquartered in the timeless city of Damascus, exist to provide support, information, and sustenance for the active questers, and are currently led by Brendan Hanno and the redoubtable Mrs. Peelstick. They have taken Cass into the fold and put her to the task of finding out what has happened to Cosimo and Sir Henry, whose fates are a mystery to them, if not to readers of previous...